bites me. I board an airplane and feel only freedom. This awareness is my joy. It may not appear that way, but it's an internal joy that I travel with, not the apparent exhaustion. And I don't give more than anyone else. The white shepherd didn't give more, nor does the redwood. We all give equally. Without our stories, all of us are pure love.
He who defines himself can't know who he really is.
Reality is very clear when your mind is clear. It couldn't be simpler, though people feel that there's got to be something hidden behind it. It's user-friendly. What you see is what you get. Whatever happens is good. And if you don't think so, you can question your mind. I see people and things without a story. So when it comes to me to move toward them or away from them, I move without argument. I don't know why not. The movement is always perfect, and I have nothing to do with it. So because there's nothing hidden, reality sounds like this. Woman sitting in chair with cup of tea. That's as sweet as I want it, because that's what is. I call it the last story. When you love what is, it becomes so simple to live in the world because you understand that everything is exactly as it should be. It's common for me to speak from the position of a personality, even though I don't believe it, from the position of mankind, from the position of earth, from the position of God, from the position of a rock. If these things even exist, I am their origin. And I'll call myself it because I don't have a reference point for separation. I am all those things, and I don't have any concept that I'm not. I've simply learned to speak in a way that doesn't alienate people. This leaves me as benign, unseen, unknown, as a comfortable place for people. I speak to them from the position of a friend, and if people trust me, it's because I meet them wherever they are. I'm in love. It's a love affair with itself. When mind loves itself, it loves everything it projects. To meet people where they are without any conditions is to meet my own self without conditions. I'm in love with everything. It's total vanity. I would kiss the ground I walk on. It's all me. I like speaking as a human. I call it my disguise. The first thing I did when I woke up to reality was to fall in love with form. I fell in love with the eyes and the floor and the ceiling. I am that. I am that. It's nothing, and it's everything. None of it is separate. Just to be born into this goodness right now with eyes open is enough. As I gaze out at the sky on this perfect day, I don't even know it's a sky until mind names it. In that moment, it comes into existence. There is no world to see until mind makes me me and begins to produce names that to an unquestioned mind would separate reality into this, 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 this. I love that my mind doesn't believe my mind. Without meaning, how can separation exist? I appear as the old and the new, the beginning and the end. I'm you. I'm everything. This ecstatic pulse. This nameless joy. This dancing without movement. This electrifying, brilliant nothingness.
There was something formless and perfect before the universe was born.
In the beginning was the Word. It happens when you wake up in the morning. The word is yours. That's how the world is created. Before the beginning, there is only reality, formless and perfect, solitary, infinite, free. There's no name for it. There's no ripple of a name. The name is the ripple. In the ripple, the whole lake arises. No ripple, no lake. What's real is nameless. It doesn't change. It doesn't flow. It doesn't leave or return. It doesn't even exist. It's beyond existence or non-existence. If you call it something, you get nothing. So call it the Tao, if you like. That's as good a name as any. Whatever you call it, That isn't it, and it's always a beginning.
The master travels all day without leaving home. However splendid the views, she stays serenely in herself.
Peace is our natural condition. Only by believing an untrue thought is it possible to move from peace into emotions like sadness and anger. Without the pull of beliefs, the mind stays serenely in itself and is available for whatever comes along. Who would you be in people's presence without, for example, the story that anyone should care about you, ever? You would be love itself. When you believe the myth that people should care, you're too needy to care about people or about yourself. The experience of love can't come from anyone else. It can come only from inside you. I was once walking in the desert with a man who began to have a stroke. We sat down and he said, "Oh my God, I'm dying. Do something." He was talking through one side of his mouth because the other side had become paralyzed. What I did was just sit there beside him, loving him, looking into his eyes, knowing that we were miles from a phone or car. He said, "You don't even care, do you?" I said, "No." And through his tears, he started to laugh, and I did too. And eventually, his faculties returned. The stroke had come to pass, not to stay. This is the power of love. I wouldn't leave him for a caring. If someone were knifed in front of me, what would compassion look like? I would do everything within my power to help, of course. But to think that this shouldn't be happening would be to argue with reality. That's not efficient. If I cared, I couldn't be the intimacy that I am. A caring would move me away from the real, would separate me from the one who is stabbed and from the one with a knife, and I am everything.